Blog Talk Radio.
Crew! Squad! Extortion! Ten-17. It's the Mafia. Mafia extortion gang, bang. You see them pretty pistols. I'm getting G's, baby. I'm a quarter billion.
Bizzle.
Shout out the RBM. Where my TPGs? Rest in peace, Brooklyn Hook. Where my real right BBGs? They left me Broadway diamonds. Now let go back in Gucci until they free my brothers. I'm out here acting holy. Born in the city, the skinny niggas die. Niggas in the hood, throw the skinny nigga die.
loaf me too many pairs. Heart growing cold, wasn't giving too many cares. I tighten my circles up cause I'm painting too many squares. I rock on any block, but it ain't no too many hair. I'm dancing with the devil, who's stepping and saying cheers to the fact that I made it, too many of us ain't here. This rude a hustler, I'm a prodigal with they fans. Too many times I've been counted out to the fans. Sacrifices too many to understand. To believe in me's everything to your man. Stand on my own two feet, plus I never needed a hand. I got my own two. Getting yours, you should try too. If you was blessed like I was blessed, then you would cry too. Cause I've been out in the rain for too long. I've been struggling and dealing with pain for too long.
Special guests, Truel and also D-Mac. Just gonna let y'all know real quick, man. Truel, official Dipset affiliate, also a part of Fatal Family, Skull Gang. Shout out to Joel Santana and the other Dipset families out there. And my man is D-Mac, D-Mac Productions. So also y'all, not only will y'all get a chance to promote tonight, so y'all get a chance to chop it up with them. So, again, just make sure when I let y'all on, y'all have a question, you know, a good question. And also, after that, y'all can promote yourselves. Well, yo, what's going on, D-Mac, Truels? How y'all feeling tonight, man?
Yo, yo, what's poppin'?
D-Mac, Truels. Hey, what's up? Truels, you there?
You can hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Black Terror, man? Long time no speak, my nigga.
You know it's all good, man. Well, I know Truels with us, too. But why don't you start off, D-Mac, let everybody know what's up with you, your background, all that good stuff, man.
1,000, man. It's Sir King D-Mac, man. You can find me on that on the Facebook. Go to the Google search engine. Find me underneath Murder Sound Productions / Trap Star Entertainment, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm an underground artist. Of course, working my way to the top. You know what I mean? I rock with the Dipset family, man. Been doing that shit for a while. You know what I mean? Also got a few plugs, man. Fucking with them Dope Boy Cash Out niggas, man. Of course, we fuck with you, Black Tip. We support what you do. You know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
I got a few artists as well, man, y'all should be looking out for. Let me get that out there. My nigga T-Rex, man, you know, he branched off from Murder Sound Productions, doing his own thing right now, which is real nigga music. Yeah, you know I mean, you can go ahead and look that up. That dude out there doing things, you know what I mean? Numbers is coming in good for that guy. And shout out to my man Truel, man, you know. It's all gang, Fatal Family, you know what I mean?
For sure. Now, real quick, D-Mac, the affiliated with Dipset is a, you know, that's a real nice deal, man. How did that come about for you? You know, let people know how you, you know, got involved with that.
Honestly, man, that was back in the MySpace days, yo. You know what I'm saying? I first linked up with J.R. Ryder and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just chasing a dream. He was my favorite nigga, actually, one of the niggas who inspired me to do what I do, you know?
Wow.
So, I got with him, man, when I was 15 years old, though. You know what I'm saying? Through a guy named DJ Platinum. You know what I'm saying? When I linked up with DJ Platinum, found out he was official, found out who he was. He was JR motherfucking main dude. So when he hooked that up for me and shit, and the contract ain't end up falling through because JR ended up on some bullshit. So we'll get into that another time or whatever. But I ended up meeting this chick named Goldilocks, and she introduced me to Freaky. So that's how I ended up talking to Freaky and shit. And we didn't get to talk too much, but you know, we chopped it up. And I mean, ever since then, I've just been chasing the fucking team, man. You know, trying to plug in where I can connect some shit, man.
That's what's up. So do you ever think you'll be able to get down with the Vision of Dipset, or are you just more focused on D-Mac Productions?
I mean, it's Murder Sound Productions, just to clear that up. But, yeah, most definitely, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, I ain't going to hold you up. It's, you know, I done had a lot, like I had a deal down in Arizona, you know what I'm saying, to sign to this new label that was coming out. They wanted to pick me and wanted me to be the face of the label and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was a good deal, but then again, you know, it wasn't enough shit for me to move on. You know, it just wasn't enough. So I didn't take it. But, you know, of course, for you to walk into the industry with this shit underneath their wing, you know what I mean? Me coming up as a fan of them, you know what I'm saying? Coming up through that era, you know, watching them fuck the game up the way that they did, you know, what would be better than that, you know?
Exactly. And then we're going to be playing your track.
Definitely when I got my man Truel, my man, shout out my man L.E.S., you know what I'm saying, my man Richie Porter, you know what I'm saying, I got a few cats, man, Killer Y, shout out to all them dudes, man, because, you know, they show a nigga real love, man, you know.
Oh, yeah, and shout out to you, D-Mac. I know a lot of people reacted to the post, but, yeah, everybody, this the guy that was also offering me Hell Rail. I mean, not Hell Rail, but 40 Cal, who is an exclusive Dipset legend and the most underrated rapper of all time, in my opinion. But also,
just to piggyback on you on that tip, let me get you on that tip, man. Truel will be able to speak on that as well. You know what I'm saying? I did try, you know, track down 40 for you, and you know what I'm saying, to try to bring that all together.
It's all. I ain't no rush, man. You know, like I said, I know your word is bond, and I ain't in no rush either. But we also gonna be playing your track. I'm sorry, in the show too. So why don't you let people know a little bit about that?
All right, so I'm sorry, basically, man, you know, a nigga went through a 10-year breakup, you know what I'm saying, I'm 7 months into it now, but anyway, you know what I mean, I'm sorry, it's dedicated to the side of the relationship most people ain't willing to show you, you know what I mean, when you come around somebody, you know, it's all smiling and giggles, but motherfuckers don't want to show you what's behind these doors, you know what I mean, well, actually tear a motherfucker apart or keep a motherfucker going, you know what I'm saying, or bring somebody to the level of doing some crazy shit. So that's when you hear this track, you know what I mean? Just, you know, that's where that came from, you know what I mean? That's shit's real, it's deep, you know what I mean? So it's more of a storyline, I would say.
Okay. And got some new callers that hit the lines. Live with Truel, official Dipset affiliate, and also part of Skull Gang, Fatal Family. Shout out to Joel Santana. And also have on my co-host, D-Mac, who's responsible for bringing Truel to the table, and he's also a part of Murder Sound Productions, so make sure y'all check that out. But what can you tell people about Truel's before we start his interview?
Say that one more, B.
tell people about Truell before we start his interview?
I mean, what I can tell you about Truell, man, is, you know, man, Truell just been, he been real hungry, man, you know. I respect that man's ambition hard, you know what I'm saying, because the dude been on it. And he's been co-signed many times, you know what I'm saying, definitely by big faces, you know what I'm saying. So you know this dude's doing big things. And honestly, dude, you know what I'm saying, I believe Truell's underrated, you know what I'm saying. Let me throw that out there, you know what I'm saying. For right now, to me, I believe, like, you know, somebody see him and be like, yo, I don't know this nigga, but when you hear this nigga, you be like, yo, this nigga's hot as a bitch, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I'm saying, but that's how it be for a lot of new artists, you know?
Yeah, I got a chance to hear that.
Catch a nigga, man, like, coming across the video, like on the BET or some shit, you never heard of this nigga before, you don't want to fucking rock with that nigga. The second song come out, that shit hot too, you ain't got no choice but to rock with that nigga, you feel me?
Exactly. Well, you there, Truell?
True, you
don't
know the line,
bro. Yo, you there? I don't know if he's
like I said, though, I'll tell you another, man, you know. He got his new project coming out, man, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that shit out, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't know, he's definitely tagged on the book, so anybody, you know, linking through this from the book, look that shit up, you know what I'm saying? Truell right there for you. Read him a week.
Okay. We'll try to get in touch with him because he's live. I don't know if he muted himself or not. But we're going to go ahead and get to a caller until we can get him on. I got 810-348. You are live.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's good, though?
Well, I'm live, man, with my co-host right now, D-Mac, Murder Sound Productions, and we trying to get my special guest together, who's a Dipset affiliate, Skull Gang, Juel Santana, Fatal Family, Truell. But for the time being, man, you got something you want to promote?
Matter of fact, I do. I want to promote my promotion team, Hella Grounds Promotions. Right now, we in the process of getting the clothing line dropped for males and females. Just got that started. A lot of stuff we've been working on, a lot of music, but a lot of promotion been going on as well.
Okay. Most definitely. Well, where can they find you at?
Yeah, y'all can find me on Facebook at Jimmy Barnes. You can look on Facebook, hashtag Hellagrams. Snapchat, JB the Stoner. Twitter, JB Hellagrams. I'm everywhere.
All right, one sec. Truell, you with us now? Because you live. I don't know if you're on mute. Truell, you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good? Nah, I can hear you now. As soon as I finish up with this caller, we're gonna start your interview. Also, I'll let this caller holler at you when he get done with his promotion. Well, caller, man, go ahead. What's that again?
Huh?
No, I said go ahead and finish up, and then I'll let you holler at Truell too.
Oh yeah, I was about done with what I was saying, though, but, yeah, keep your eyes off of Hella Grounds Promotions. We're starting to try to take over.
All right, that's a bet. And also, man, right now I got on my special guest, Truell. Not only is he co-signed by Juel Santana, but he's also a big set affiliate and part of Skull Gang Fatal Family Division. You want to ask him something? You know, like some advice.
Most definitely. What's up, Truell?
What's good, brother? You can ask me anything.
All right. Now I heard that you in the clothing.
Yeah, I got the clothing. We open up a clothing store March 25th.
Oh,
all right.
Shit.
Do you have any advice for people that's, you know, that's trying to come up with like a clothing line or just how they'll go by that?
Well, originality. You gotta look at there's competition all around the world when it comes to fashion. So you don't want your stuff to be like a duplicate of anybody else's. You know, you want it to look different. You want it to stand out. Make sure your business is intact. Get your IME number. Get your business ID. You know, get your license.
That's what we're working on right now.
You get all that stuff you need. The trademark. You know, taxes every year. You know, just first and foremost, just have your business intact. You know what I'm saying? Don't show nobody your logos, your ideas, and unless you got that stuff patented.
Okay.
So that's the advice that I give you.
Hijack you real fucking quick. You heard me? Real quick.
Oh yeah, D-Mac, you got a clothing line, man. Maybe you should throw some advice too.
Oh yeah, man. I tell you, niggas hijack you real quick. I got this new shit called 1K, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Since I've been dropping it online, bro, I done seen every motherfucking body throwing it up.
Man.
That's why my next move is to go ahead and push the 1K shirts out and shit. So you know, niggas know what it is, huh? Cause like I said, niggas hijack
shit. That's what
we're
trying to do here in Flint,
man.
Michigan. That's how we're trying to do it in Flint with this hologram shit.
I'm located Battle Creek, Michigan, man. Holler at your boy.
All right.
And, Carter, you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Shit. Shout out to Dipset. Shout out to Truel and D-Mac. Blackout Radio.
My nigga, salute.
Good luck on the support.
I appreciate that. Salute, my G. Be easy. You enjoy your night.
You too.
1,000.
All right, we're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to start your interview too well, so people know more about you. All right, I got 718-786
live. Hey, yo, peace, family. True, what's the science, baby? How you?
What's the word, my G?
Everything is everything, man. Peace to Dipset, y'all whole family, man. Y'all got some serious things going on, man. Y'all stay working.
Yeah, man. We that bird stay in the sky, man. We always working, man. You know, especially over here with me doing my joint venture, Fading Family Skull Gang. We just on the road. I was just with Jimmy and Cam and Els and all that.
Yeah.
So, like, we always working, man. We appreciate the support, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Blackout Radio, y'all stay working too, man. Y'all doing some things, man. I just got to, you know what I'm saying, ask, man, like, you know, this is Robbie G and Connor, representative of Five Families, Wu-Tang, New York City.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, salute.
What are we going to do about this situation, man, with this water, man? Like, what are we going to do for the people, man? That's my question, man.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if it was up to me, you know, I wish I could save the world, but it'd take more than one person to do that. You know what I'm saying? Especially that's a situation that's out in New York.
Now we talk about the Michigan situation with the water. You know what I'm saying? The water.
Oh yeah.
Let me tell you.
I heard about something. I heard about something in California pertaining to that.
Yeah, real quick, Tuel. Your caller. He not from Michigan. I'm from Michigan. Well, he's not in Michigan.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm not from there, brother. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, not a bit.
Let me know where you be at, though, my nigga. Around the world.
I'll be everywhere, man.
Well, yeah, you go ahead, and if you want to ask him something about our industry or if you want to just promote yourself, go ahead.
Yeah, you already know, you know what I'm saying, Robbie G and Connor, you know what I'm saying, check me out on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, Facebook, Twitter, all that, you know what I'm saying, should be coming out with this banging project around June, you know what I'm saying, Golden Sciences Returns, you know what I mean, And y'all go and check that out, man. You know what I mean? Joint going to be serious. We dropping some science, you know what I mean? None of that skinny jean, none of that, B. You know what I mean? We want to represent for the people in true hip-hop, man. And y'all get it on with y'all interview, man. And just keep it true. We're bon.
You already. Mm-hmm. Salute to you, brother. You enjoy your night.
Hey, yo. Let me drop this right quick before we hop into that interview, man, just to clear everything. Go ahead, if you could speak on it, L, let them know, you know, 40 going through his own little fucking thing, man, but they did want him on Blackout, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was looking forward to that, you know what I'm saying? Definitely about showing love, so just so if you could speak on that, you know.
When the time approaches, it happens, you know what I'm saying? Every patience is a virtue, you know. Cal been doing what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? He'll come around. It's all politics. Here, come along. You know, dudes just be busy doing this. You know, I seen him just do an interview for Jordan Powell. So he's back in it.
Are you breaking up a little bit, Joel?
Right there, little word. You heard me?
Yeah, I took a hiatus for a little bit. So, but he's back on doing what he's doing. So I'm pretty sure y'all get an interview eventually.
Oh yeah, and then whenever he get on, y'all all could be on if y'all want to. You feel me? But anything else, caller? Or you good to go?
Nah, I'm good to go. I'm just here to support the people and just listen, man. This is hip hop, baby. This is hip hop.
All right, most definitely, man. The show run every Tuesday, so feel free to call, man. And if you want to, just stick in the queue, and if there's enough time, I'll get you back on.
True indeed.
All right. Okay, the man of the hour. And also, we got some new callers that hit the lines. If you don't know, I'm live with 2L, official.
Let's see, you already
look,
know. You
he's
already know.
Signed by 2L Santana. Oh, if you want to say something, go ahead.
Yes, your man, 2L, truest, realest, undisputed lyricist, Matt Appearance, Golden Boy, Fatal Family, Skull Gang. What up? In the building.
Yeah.
Howard, B-Town.
So, momentarily, we will be taking callers, but he was, due to technical difficulties, he didn't come right on, so I got to kind of start over, get his interview going, and then we're going to let y'all on. So don't go nowhere, because you'll be able to promote yourself. All I ask is you ask him at least one good question, and then the floor is yours. But okay, 2Ls, how did you start off in the rap game, man? Like, what was your first experience?
I mean, you know, I grew up around the neighborhood with people that was always inspired by doing music. So I was always watching them and listening to them. And I actually came up in the household with my uncle. He's a DJ. He had lived with me and my mom's. So he was always DJing and letting me listen to different music and hip-hop and everything. So I always was a fan of hip-hop first and foremost. So I just started writing as a young kid, man. I just feel like, you know what, I think I could do that. So I met somebody from around the way, around my neighborhood, and he took me to a studio. So I just started writing, and I just kept getting better and better and doing talent shows and stuff like that. So at the age of 16, well, before that, I was already on DJs, mixtapes, you know, local DJs from around my town. But at the age of 16 is when I put out my first initial mixtape. Like, this is before there was, you know, the internet and stuff like that. Like, you had to really go hand in hand. So, you know, once I did that, I just kept going. I kept coming out with a project like every other year. And I developed a real passion for music, and that, you know, was keeping me out of trouble and all that. I would go like downtown Boston and sell mixtapes like it was drugs. Like, you know, I'd come back home with like $400 in my pocket. You know what I mean? I'd be on my stoop while everybody else is on the other side of downtown doing their music stuff. And I just, you know, I was very appealing to the people. Like, you know, I was a people's person anyway, so the people liked me. And I know how to sell myself. So I always had a love for the music. And I'm here now, man. Like, now this is my 9th solo project. It's actually my 2nd retail
wow.
project. So I got a lot of great things going on. You know, I was just on tour with Jim Jones. I was on tour with Jewels. I was on tour with Cam. You know, shout out to Jimmy. He got that Rock Nation deal too. But yeah, like I was saying, you know, I just been working. I got the Fatal Filmy Skull Game. Got the clothing line, the Pan Life Poverty Clothing. Yeah, I got my new video out, Truology / No Problem, 2 songs in 1. It's actually got over 60,000 views on YouTube. They world premiered it on DistroKid.com. They world premiered it on SourceMagazine.com. They world premiered it on Hip Hop Weekly. You know, shout out to my PR Janelle Glenn. She worked for the Hip Hop Weekly. So we doing a lot. I got a photo shoot coming up for Don Diva. I got my single gonna be played at the NBA pregame show. I got I got a lot of stuff, man. I actually got a show Saturday that I'm headlining. I'm about to shoot another video. This one's gonna be for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't be one dimensional. I wanted to put out that Truology / No Problem record just to let the niggas in the hood know I does this and I could come back and do it better than anybody that's ever did it from my area. You know, so like I went back to my hood, I had the streets blocked off and all that, and I shot a video. It's actually one of my biggest records right now. And you can check it out, go on YouTube. Just type in Truel. It's going to be the top, the first video that comes up, because that's the most numbers I ever got on something. I got the Mattapan, the Harlem Vlogs, 1 through 5. I haven't dropped 5 yet, but you can, 4's out. That's what Jewel's and Cameron. 5 got Jewel's and Jim Jones on it. All of them got Jewel's on it, you know? But each of them has, like, a different Dipset member along with him on it. So that's what I did. I did the Mattapan, the Harlem series, and then I got the Fatal Filmy Skull Game. And how that came about is because I've been knowing L's and everybody over there for going on 11 years. He's known me since I was 17. And, like, you see, you'll see a lot of people get in this game, and they'll leave their original team. And I wasn't doing that. I'm a boss, so, you know, they seen when I came home, because, like, today marks 7 years that I've been out of jail. So once I came home, you know, Skull Game Twin, which is my boss, Elza's brother, his number was still the same. So I pretty much started my record label, Fatal Entertainment, and then, you know, I'm a member of Fatal Family. And I just worked real, real hard, and I always wanted to, you know, be with them, so... They see what I could do, and they like the music, and they like the fact that I was a boss. So I was like, you know what, you're going to do both. And that's how the Fatal Filmy Skull Game comes into play, the Mattapan, the Harlem. So we
that's
doing
nice.
Shows.
Nice.
Yeah, we selling out, you know, your magazines, all type of stuff, man. So it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a blessing to actually go out there, you know, perform. In front of sold out crowds and people really, really appreciate my music. You know, a lot of dudes out here, they talk it, but they ain't about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people that don't know who I am, and there's a lot of people that do know who I am, and other people that's gonna know who I am. Or you Google me, you're gonna get like 200 pages. At the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? A person could tell you they're popping. But if you can't look them up on the net and actually see that they're popping, then they're not popping. You know what I'm saying? You could do that with me. Like, I work every day. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do,
man.
Like, right after this interview, I'm in the studio.
That's what's up. So, how did you, what's the meaning behind the Fatal, you know, with the record label name? Was that just...
Fatal Family, it stands for Our Music Is Killing Them.
Okay. And currently, are you looking for any talent?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I got my eyes on this one female from where I'm from, and she's phenomenal. She got it. You know, I don't really want to, you know, the paperwork ain't signed yet, but I got my eyes on her. I actually know her from school, and I've been working with this one R&B artist that I actually started out doing music with, and well, you know, the same crew. Everybody departed their ways, but he got some real fire, and we got a new record called She Got It, and I actually got to, after I hang up with y'all, I got to write my verse to it. But yeah, you know, I had a group from Chicago, and I had a whole team of 11, so I had took time off from being a solo artist to do the CEO stuff, and now that I'm back to doing what I do, that took 2 years off. It's been 4 years since I dropped a solo project. So now that I'm back doing what I do, we dropped a compilation called Extended Family, and that was the Fatal Family compilation. So it was 17 tracks. I jumped on 9. I gave people their own solo records and stuff like that. They had an artist from Texas and stuff. So I'm going to, you know, put them back together if the situation is right. Nobody got dropped. It was just their contracts was up, you know, so I never, you know, renewed them, and everybody went to go do their own thing and stuff. But, you know, they still Fatal Family by the foundation. But right now it's just about Truell right now, you know.
But when, that's good, you know, to hear that you believe. You know, no business like that.
Yeah, you have to, man, you know. You don't get what you deserve in this game. You get what you negotiate. And if you ain't reading no, if you ain't reading them papers, then you gonna get in a bad situation. Like I try to tell you right now, like I done seen it, man. I done seen it all. You got to believe that. Prime example. Watch that move. Watch that New Edition story. Watch that. Listen, man. I had a conversation with Morgan Starr, and I just leave it at that. Shout out to the OG.
Oh my God.
I had a conversation with him, but when I think that movie and I think the offering, I was just like, yeah, like nah, nigga. But at the end of the day, that's what you got entertainment lawyers for. You know, you gotta have a lawyer. Sometimes you gotta have a lawyer to watch the lawyer. I'm gonna tell you what a lot of failure of artists these days, what their problem is these days. They don't bad management from the very beginning. And if it's not bad management and they got a good manager, they don't wanna listen to what he or she has to say. They think they know everything. You gotta listen to your management, man. You know, you got to have that. You got to have a publicist because you might just say the wrong shit and you need somebody to come behind you and clean that up. You know, because at the end of the day, in this game, I see people in their own career.
That's definitely one thing I can say, man, since I've been rocking with this set, you know what I'm saying, and fucking with everybody that I've been fucking with, you know what I'm saying, coming in contact with, man. They definitely taught me that right there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, you got to be real, real smart. I mean, that's what anything you do in this world, but when it comes to this music stuff, because you got to think about it, you in a game where everybody wants to capitalize. So, therefore, people want to learn you. They might want to learn you just to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to really be up on your shit, man. This is a real cutthroat business. Trust and believe. You know? Real, you just gotta be up on it. But you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm a fan of hip hop. I love the music, and this is why I stick at it. I mean, there's some people that love music too, but it just don't work for them. I love it because I'm a fan of hip hop, and it's really working for me. You know, this is what I do. This is how I make my money. This is how I eat. You know,
I don't mean to cut you off too well. But I got to make this announcement. We got some new callers that just called in again, y'all. For those that don't know, live. Are you ready to go ahead and take them?
Yeah, take them. Bring them in.
Bring them out.
Can you pray? All right, 269-419, you're live.
It was good with it, bro, Brad. It's rats.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's poppin', my nigga? What's up, Chuel? What up, Eddie? You know what I'm saying? What up, D-Mac?
How you doing, brother?
Chillin', man.
Let me get you to speak on that Red Nigga Music Volume 1, man. Tell them what's really good with that.
Yeah, for sure. I was just about to get into that, you know what I'm saying? I got my own shit popping now, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a affiliate of Murder Sound Productions and shit, but you know what I'm saying? We done branched off a little bit, trying to get a couple different things popping, you know what I'm saying? A few different options out here. Real Nigga Music, man, basically, you know what I'm saying? I started it up just because, you know what I'm saying, it's simply in the name, you know what I'm saying? Real Nigga Music. I'm tired of this fake ass music out here, man. Motherfuckers making too much fake shit. I can't fuck with it. But yeah, I started that up, you know what I'm saying? You can look me up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Go to T-Rax Music page. You're going to find all my new shit on there, everything that I done dropped, you know what I'm saying, since I branched off with Murder Sound. If you want to hear all the Murder Sound shit, you know what I'm saying, D-Mac already gave y'all the information for all that, you know what I'm saying.
We got a lot of shit on the way, man. Like, we got Domino Second Progress still dropping, you know what I'm saying, which will be dropping this month. Got Married to the Industry dropping this month. Real Nigga Music Volume 1 dropping this month. And my newest mixtape, which is From the Crown Point of View, which will be dropping here in the next 3. So we definitely been working hard as a bitch.
Yeah, man. We making a lot of music out here, man. We trying to move shit. You know what I'm saying? We trying to be heard. You know what I'm saying? And not only, you know what I'm saying, is we trying to get ourselves on, but we trying to help out everybody else. You know what I'm saying? If you're going through some shit, you know what I'm saying, throw on that track that you like. You know what I'm saying? Let that shit play, bro. All
right. And I'm assuming you already acquainted with too well, but you want to holler at him?
Yeah, man. Let me go ahead and talk to him for a minute.
He can hear you. Yeah,
you don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's up, bro?
Here.
What's up with you?
How you doing, brother? Can't complain. Business is always. Can somebody turn their their TV or their radio down?
Yeah, that's probably me. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, that's better right there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's much better.
All right, yeah, for sure. I'm about to just leave the room real quick, but yeah, man, what's going on with you, Chuel, man? You know what I'm saying? This is actually our first time getting to talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? I know you and D-Mac been you know what I'm saying, each other ear and shit.
One second, y'all. I got some new callers that just called in. Don't go nowhere. Don't hang up. You will be coming on live. We're taking callers. All I ask is you ask a special guest at least one good question, and then you'll get a chance to promote yourself. You don't know, I'm live with Too Well, Dipset Affiliate, Skull Game, Fatal Family, and also my special guest co-host D-Mac with Murder Sound Productions. But yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I know you and D-Mac been in each other's ear and shit, man. We trying to get where you at, dog. We just trying to make shit move, man. That's all we can do right now. Put as much money in this shit as we can and try to get as much as we can out.
Absolutely, you get what you put in.
Yeah, man, but shit, I'm going to let y'all get to these other callers and shit, man. I just wanted to call in and support, you know what I'm saying? You know, I fuck with D-Mac and Murder Sound, you know what I'm saying? Just wanted to let y'all know about that Real Nigga Music, you know what I'm saying? Chuel, I've been up on you for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So
appreciate that. I'm going to have to check your stuff out, too, man. You hit me on that Facebook, or send it to D-Mac, and D-Mac could just send it to me, man. But, you know,
yeah,
you stay prayed
sure.
up. Definitely. Salute.
Yeah, salute. My nigga 1,000.
Uh-huh. All right.
Next call.
We're going to go to some more callers again, y'all. Please ask at least one good question, and then feel free to promote yourself. But 646-500, you are live.
Hello?
Yes, you are live.
Hey.
Oh, I want to say that that No Problems is a very dope song, and I just be listening to it every day.
Oh, I know that voice. I know that voice. This is Lil Pretty Smile Maria from Far Rockaway, Queens. I appreciate the love, mamas. You always tuned in. You always sharing my music, and I appreciate that. I really do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man. Yo, D-Max, she from Chinx's hood.
That's what's popping, yo. Shout out to you, mama. Real shit. Appreciate that support.
She from Chinx's block, man. No. Definitely, man. She definitely go hard. She really supports a lot, man. You know the songs and all that.
Oh yeah, double salute. You heard me?
Thank you, same.
Okay, you got anything you would like to promote?
Oh, did she hang up?
What
happened?
No, she's still there. No, I was asking, you got anything up? Did you have anything you would like to promote, or you just want to holler at you?
No, I want him to keep on doing his thing and definitely keep doing it, you know. He's up there, and I just gonna give him a lot of blessings and everything, and to just do what he normally does.
I'm gonna definitely keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing, especially for the ladies. With a lady like you with a pretty smile, appreciate the support, sweetheart. You enjoy your night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. And just to let everybody know, because that caller did bring up No Problem track, we will be playing that. And I'm sorry by Mr. D-Mac, Murder Sound Productions. But real quick, before we go to the next one, y'all got anything y'all want to throw out there?
Oh, yeah, man. Trueology, the new beginning. It's on the way. I'm telling you, man. Listen, I'm just letting the music speak for itself, man. Trust me. That like I said, that video is out right now. Trueology/No Problem. It's two records in one. It's already at 60,000. You know, let's just keep the buzz coming, man. You know, I appreciate it, man. Shout out to Blackout Radio, Black Pit, the whole Detroit, 8 Mile, all that.
Oh yeah, you already know, man. Oh shit, this is the main question we ain't even addressed. What's up with the album, man?
Well, the album's great, man. You know what it is. I'm my own worst critic, so I find myself. Taking tracks off, then adding new ones. Certain things be outdated to me, but it's not to the people, you know. But I just want to be real, real comfortable with it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm getting there, because if I wasn't there, I wouldn't be throwing out videos now. It takes a lot, you know. You gotta keep delivering and keep pleasing people, which is hard. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of pressure to yourself. And then there's more pressure when you're with a legendary movement. So, you know, you want to come out blazing. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what's funny, Ted? My cousin, he was saying to me, he was like, "No problem. I'm telling you, though, that's a radio joint." And I'm like, "Nah, that's a filler track," meaning like one of the tracks that just be on the album, like that. It shit's hard, but you're not thinking it's gonna get the response that is.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I mean? So it's right. Like, you know, that's one of the records that got people like, "Holy shit!" You know what I'm saying? It even got me. Like that, man. You know, when I go up on that YouTube and I just keep looking like that, this shit is increasing, man. And I see all the websites picking it up. Start on 101 magazine just world premiered it yesterday. Then it's just Inflex We Trust. They got a lot of, like, this record, this video right here. I appreciate everybody
that is resharing it and posting it on their websites, man. I really do. It means a lot to me, man. It's not in a million, but it let me tell you something.
It damn near feel
video,
like.
My video within like the first week, I was already at like 10,000. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on a major. I have a distribution and all that, you know. But I'm not on a – you got to keep in mind, I'm not on a major record label. So for me to receive and to be where I'm from, can't forget that part. To get that type of response so fast.
Right.
I had three write-ups in, like, 1 week. You know what I'm saying? So – like, it feels good to get that many people gravitating to your work that fast. It just motivates me to keep going. I was with DJ Self January 27th. Hem Andrew Wells. DJ Self walked up to me in the club and was like, "We're going to get busy. You making your city look good." You know what I'm saying? So, like, it feels real, real good, man. And to have people with different states, you know, rocking with me, and, you know, and I go out on these tours and do what I do, you know what I mean? And it feels real good, man. It's a blessing.
So you don't have any, because I know the album, what is it, March 14th? So you don't have anything you want to throw out there about it?
So well, the single just dropped in stores on Valentine's Day, which some of it was delayed. I mean, everything's out. The single's out on all stores now, but you know how that digital world works. But the single, we're going to keep pushing it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to shoot another video for the ladies. And I say I think I'm going to give them the album June. Or probably before that, June. I say June because that's the month of my birthday. But I just want to – it's coming this year, this spring. At least by
what's
this
the name
spring,
of it, you know? Who produced it? What's the name of it? Who producing any features?
Oh, Trilogy, the New Beginning. That's the name of the album. I got my producers, Young R, C. Lewis on there. Who else produced it? Who else produced some records on there? My man Moxie P's on there. He's from Chicago. I've been rocking with Moxie P for years.
Oh yeah,
Chicago, since
I heard
06. Yeah, since like 06, man. He been doing some shit. But it was still taking producers. You know what I'm saying? Still purchasing tracks. Like, I have my own in house producers, but I'm always down to work with a new producer. But it got 16 records, and No Problem just happened to be one of them that I really, really liked, and I was like, you know what, I'm keeping that. I really wasn't going to throw out the Trilogy info, but I did it in the video, but you can't get that on iTunes. So in order for you to hear the Trilogy intro, well, you can watch it on the video, but in order for you to get that, you have to buy the album. So the only thing that's available for sale is the single No Problem, and I got like two more records that I had thrown out before that's on SoundCloud and everything, but No Problem is the record that I'm pushing, and that's the one that's in 60,000. Well, that's views on YouTube, but on SoundCloud, the single itself is in like 73,000.
Damn.
That's just streaming.
And you know I got to bring you back as soon as the album drop, man.
Well, absolutely. Yo, Tim, man, you already know, man. You family. Y'all both family. Y'all got that.
I'm connecting my nigga by the feathers. You heard me? You already know what it is.
Yo, y'all
well, while we on the subject of No Problem, man, we might as well drop that, and then we're going to come back and take some callers. And then we're going to play the I'm Sorry. And then we're going
to
say no.
Before we get into that, one more time, man, shout out to Maria, man, because she really, like, you talk about go hard, supporting somebody, like, she fuck with my music hard, man.
Let me throw this out there too, man. Let me throw this out there, you know, for that. I'm sorry, man. When you, like I said, when that come on, man, I haven't released that. That ain't been heard before on the internet. That ain't been heard before on my block. You know what I mean? That shit's something new that I just put out for you, Black Tear, on your shit.
Oh, yeah. How you come up with that name, man?
With that, I'm sorry?
How you come up with... Yeah, I was like, out there, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and say, man, like, I'm sorry, man. It's just... It's the way that I felt,
man. He got caught cheating, and she didn't want to take him back, so he decided to make a song.
No, it wasn't all that. I mean, it was a little bit of that, but it wasn't all of that.
Well, I was just guessing.
It was a good guess, nigga, but it was, you know what I'm saying? We had to get a detail finder. But, yeah, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Shit went down, man, wrong time. But I'm sorry it's not dedicated for me, you know what I'm saying, fucking around or nothing like that, because I'm a good, I did do my part, you know what I'm saying, through that 10 years. I did hold her down. But, like I said, deeper details, my nigga, another day for that. Anyway, I'm sorry, man, I came up with that, dog. Like I said, you know what I'm saying, due to the fact of this is what I want to say, but it ain't how I feel. You know what I mean? So that's why I said, when you get into it, man, the track is definitely meaningful. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely lyrical as a motherfucker, man, so.
That's good. That's what I like to hear.
All right, well, we're going to get into No Problem, and then we're going to come back, take some callers, and before the show wrap up, we're going to drop that.
Problem with me, that, boy. Shout out to Detroit. This is my new record right here, No Problem, produced by Young R.
So, and also, while y'all got time, go on YouTube. His video got over 60,000 views, and it ain't even been up that long. So,
4K
again, y'all, So we're about to drop that, No Problem, live on Blackout Radio. And for those that just caught in, live with, you know, of course, me, Black Tear, 2L, Tipset Affiliate, shout out to Jewel, Santana, Skull Gang, Fatal Family, and also my co-host, D-Mac. Let's get into it.
Trilogy, the new beginning, man. Pan life. Yo, where's I got these? You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy.
I heard you dudes really want beef. I don't play fair, they all get deceased. Trilogy, the new beginning. I'm back now. Time to rest in peace. Nobody safe, even backpackers. Big advantage, we been clappers. Being like that real shoot. Don't know about it because you actors. Who won and I'm asking. I make the call, they blast. Separate your head from both shoulders. Turn you into a faction. Now the war's on, no escape from me. Ain't none of y'all cowards facing me. I will pull up and hop out there. Ask you what you gotta say to me.
What
you know
say?
The rules, come get me. And my from the hood, they with me. Haters try, but I move so swiftly. I don't stop till the clip is empty. So don't ever forget me. If you do, I don't mind you quickly. That's your luck's up. Now you know you know.
No.
Wartime anywhere, now what's up? That one phone call get you laid out. I'm in my own class, y'all played out. I will f*** your girl, I'll take out. So after my show, we make out. And you the first one that claim you got goons. I'ma send you past heaven when I send you to the moon. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy.
Your man's a dog, but
Dude Wayne, you a broke sucker with no bank. I don't squash beef, what the f you think? Matter paint, go hard in the paint, so I'm giving them what they ask for. That's straight through, no fast forward. When the door's on, you need to worry. My hitters at your front and your back door. I see your matter paint's golden, boy. I'm a boss, you know it, boy. You like kicking just to get some life, but when I post, I show it, boy. I show it. Started from way back, way back. Came about, we make that. Off one show, that's promo. It's only one me, can't replace that. Handle business like a post suit, then I make the moves that you don't do. It's been a while, I heard the people miss me. I'm giving them some of that old new. Old more the flow that they used to. In the gates is like, we salute true. It's a new era, but I keep up. Young throw news like food boo. You never been that relevant. Now you run your mouth, but you hesitate. Cause I bought the life, and I got the army. I represent that military. Boston Cardi said I've been the threat. Then Tony Bone said I've been the bad. I took Fatal Family and Skull Gang and used it to my best benefit.
You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy. You don't want no problem with me, boy. Come at me, boy. That's when you see me, boy.
It's my nice time around, you heard? That's how it goes. I'm back. I'm ready to state high. Boston in the building. 021.
Yo, 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 we back, man. Shout out to my man. Yeah. With that fire right there. Oh, we got some new callers, man, so I got to make this PSA. For those that don't know, man, live. Live with 2L's official Dipset affiliate, also a part of Juel Santana Skull Gang, Fatal Family Division, and also got my co-host D Mac, who's the head of Murder Sir Town Productions. Sir King D Mac out here in my home state of Michigan. So real quick, man, why don't you throw something else out there about the No Problem before we run to some callers, man.
That No Problem record, man, that's the record that's changing my life, man. My life has already been changing before that, you know, from the moves that I'm making. But you know, like, how you got that song that's just, that wakes niggas up.
Yeah.
It just woke them up, like, holy shit, dog. Like, whoa! They just
wasn't. He was like, I'll go through a fast forward.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they waiting for the next one. Like, wait, they niggas gonna be calling you like a black kid. You got some more shit. Did that nigga give you some more exclusives? Don't hold out, nigga.
Yeah.
Trust me. That record right there, it's like, it just gets you going, man. That's that workout. That's that club joint. You know how that freshener joint, that wait a minute, is one of those.
Oh, yeah.
It just gets you amped, nigga. You know what I mean? But it's
that nigga feeling himself in the video too. That nigga feeling himself, boy.
Oh yeah, y'all think he got that swag going on in that. Oh yeah, y'all go on YouTube, look that up, man. Look that up. It already got over 60,000 views.
It just feels good, like, honestly, though, you know, we could sit up here and kick it all day about it, but where I'm from, we just got rated. This ain't nothing to be proud about. I hope things change around the neighborhood, you know, because I know it's real, real rough in Detroit and Chicago and other places I've been, but where we from, we just got rated the most dangerous part of Boston, which I'm not proud of that at all. So for me to be from there and come out of that motherfucker, like, I'm trying to tell you, the shit, my story's ill with it, you know what I'm saying? But to be from there and come out of there and then, you know, get back to the neighborhood, give turkey giveaways, these are all the things that I do. I give out turkeys. This will be my third time in a row doing that. I give back to the National Breast Cancer Foundation.
Wow.
I give out school supplies, you know, book bags and stuff for the kids. And, you know, you don't got to be rich to do that type of shit. You know, if you're getting a couple of dollars, you're capable of doing that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody think you got to
have so much money to be able to do that. Nah, you know, but I do these things, and I just felt like I had to go back to my neighborhood to do something. And you know, I had you know, Skull
Gang. To help fuck up the build. I hear you though. Go ahead.
I had Skull Gang Twin in my ear, you know, telling me like, yo, you know, you with us, but you gotta go back to where you from, and you gotta do something over there, and that's the record. That my hood's never been on Hip Hop Weekly and all this shit. They getting all that recognition because of the video I shot. Dead smack and Matter Pen.
Yeah, so you're gonna be a legend in your own. You're gonna be a legend status.
Yeah. I appreciate the
and
love that I'm
are,
getting. Plus, I'm about to get a billboard like right when you come off of. Like, I wouldn't say it's a highway in Mattapan, but it's like it brings you into another town. So, like, right when you enter Mattapan, you look up. Even if you don't want to see me, you ain't got no choice. You'll look up and you'll see a nice billboard in me that they're going to be putting up. So, you know, I'm real blessed. I'm blessed to be home. I've been home for 7 years today. No warrants, no cases, no nothing. I'm good. Taking care of my daughter. We got the store opening up. I got a bunch of other different ventures that I'm doing. And I'm just blessed, man. I'm in a real great space right now, man. You know? And I'm glad to be on this phone talking to y'all. Mac, I'm glad you staying your ass out of jail. Because last time I spoke to you, you were supposed to be at the Greenland concert. You were supposed to be at the Greenland chick. But it's good. It's good to speak to some brothers that's actually doing great things. And you, Tim, man, you know, you keep it pushing, man. You definitely keep it pushing. I remember last time. I don't know. Was it Hillary Clinton that clicked like on your radio link?
Yeah, she shared my radio.
It was somebody very, very important that shared your radio show. That's what's up, man. Shit, you guys, nigga. Hillary Clinton, dog. That's what's up, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit too.
Yeah. And
yeah,
man,
I remember
the day
that guy did that shit.
Snoop Dogg has shared my flyer on his Instagram. Chuck D played some of my stuff. It's been pretty cool, but you know, just like you said, I just keep it pushing. And then my man's right here, you know, Sir King. You know, I appreciate him. He brought LES on my show, and so I'm just trying to keep the shit going, man. You feel me? Every day,
yeah.
A new thing. Now I'm working with Lil Flip, you know, his brother and stuff, and we put some stuff together. So just trying to keep it going.
Yeah, I ain't seen nothing for Flipping. And so long, but you know, Flip a businessman, he had got his deal. He went up in there and was like, listen, man, this is, I think he gave him like $3 million. Y'all gonna let me off this contract, you know, like, so he be on his shit. Yeah, he definitely be on his shit, man. I always like Flip, man.
Yeah,
I
like
that. Them Texas dudes, man, you remember when movement was like really, really strong. Like you had Zero, you had Paul Wall, you had Slim Thug, like all of them at one time. Like tell y'all can't
hey,
lie.
Got, like, the lines are blowing up. The lines are blowing up. So,
we gotta get that track played too. Go on, let them go.
Yeah. All right, but just to let everybody know, Live with Two Wells. If y'all ain't know, man, official this set. Affiliate, also a part of Jewel's. Not only is he a gold gang, but he's also co-signed personally by Jewel Santana. And he also has his Fatal Family thing going on, his album coming out in June. Also got my man's D-Mac, Murder Sound Productions. But I got 269-830, you're live.
Hello.
Who is this?
Yo, what's poppin'? You live, what's good?
What's up, boy? What you doing?
What's really good, man?
Radio. This is Blaine Hammock back in 269, baby. Showing love.
1,000.
What's going on, man? This shit live, man.
We are here, you know, making moves. Appreciate you calling in, brother.
Hey, ain't shit, man. Ain't shit. Trying to show support for my city, man.
Okay. You know, you calling every Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
Man, I rock with Detroit. I definitely need to get out there for a show or something, but I definitely rock with Detroit, man. You know, I appreciate the love, man. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Shit, just let me know when you try to come out. I got 3, 4, 5, 6 people. You know what I mean? I can hook you up something real quick. But, yeah, Carl, you got anything you want to throw out there? Or you just want to talk to Truels or D-Mac? No, I said you got something you want to promote, or you just want to holler at Truels or D-Mac?
I think she got disconnected, bro.
I think so. Yeah, they gone. Indeed. All right, I got 252-370. You live.
Yo, what up, what up? What's up? It's the boy ABM calling straight out of North Carolina. What's up with y'all?
ABM, what's the word, brother? I ain't been down to your parts of town in a little bit. I got to get down.
Yeah, shit, I wish I could say the same. I'm trying to get the fuck up out of this going fucking.
Shit, man, I just, you know, I like the weather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely like the weather, man. What's good with you, though? That ABM, man, that's all about money. So, you know you're getting that paper. You got a name like that.
Yeah, you already know I'm getting it the way I live. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I can't say I can't complain. I'm complaining, but I'm still doing me though.
You alive? You blessed? You dig?
I know that
slow grind. Sometimes slow grind is the best grind. You'll get it.
Yeah. So True L, man, tell me, man, how you got started? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you get in the game?
Well, being consistent for one, you know, because I can tell you right now, they used to throw my shit in the box. You know, I used to drop, yo, Sir King, man, I used to drop my tapes off, man. I used to ask, did y'all listen to that yet? Nah, you know, and I just actually, how I really caught dude's attention, though. I had this
one
record.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know.
I had this one record called Chiller with Dipset. And it was on my mixtape, The General, that I dropped in 2007. It was hosted by LL. And I brought it up to Santana's Town, and I had this one girl named Rachel that I ain't seen in years, but she used to work at the store. So she would play my music. She played my music for Jewel's moms and, you know, his brother and stuff like that. So I just kept coming with it, man. I really, really kept coming with the music. It stayed consistent. I got started out on, like, I don't know if you was listening earlier, but I got started out, you know, how we all got to start somewhere. So I started out in the neighborhood doing local show talent shows on local DJs mixtapes, and I came from that battling era. Like I was fucking niggas up, like straight up, like train station. Even when I was locked up, I was taking niggas bags. All that, canteen, all that. But when I was on the strip, I was battling niggas. Boston versus Philly, all that. Like, I came, if you go back to my earlier YouTube years, when I'm 19, 18, you know, 17, shit like that, you would see, like, you would hear the hunger in me. Not to say that I'm still not hungry, but you can hear, like, oh, yo, he's from the battling era. But now it's like, you know, and it's been like this for a very long time of me making songs, because you got to, make sure your stuff is structured. But I started out doing that, and I just really had a passion for it, ABM. Like, I really had a passion for this, and I'm like, you know what? I could do this. I could really do this shit. And I just kept doing, man. You know, I was selling mixtapes, moving 1,000 mixtapes, then it turned into 2,000, 2,000. Three, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was down south, out in Florida. I was in your town, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, South Carolina. Like, I was everywhere, nigga. The first time I got on the radio was in Florida. Fort Pierce. That was
That was where I got my first radio spin at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's crazy grinding right there.
Yeah, you got to get out there. You have, and then, you know, I caught the wave of that digital shit. Like, a lot of people that comes from before the digital, they're not computer savvy. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I love it. I get up, now that I got a PR, and I don't got to be on the computer, even though I do, but I don't got to be on the computer posting and doing all that other shit so much. I got a PR that I pay monthly that gets me on all these sites and all that. And, you know, that's how No Problem is winning, man. You know, for me, it's winning because it's like I didn't put out a video for a while. I didn't put out a solo project for a while. I was pushing, you know, Fatal Family, pushing my Chicago niggas, pushing the dudes that was under contract with me. So now that I'm back, I'm not playing. Like, I got the, you know, not to say I got it, but I got the, you know what I mean, just a figure of speech. I got the 8K with the banana clip, and I'm going in. I'm not letting up on these niggas ABM at all. You dig what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Yeah.
But it's all competitive competition, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up right there, man. Would you say, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, you know what I'm saying? Like me, for instance, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I got a lot of talent. I want to win also. But it's like where I'm at is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in one of those places where, like, you on Interstate 95, like, you'll pass right by my little town, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like that, like, niggas don't even notice, you know what I'm saying?
So let me tell you this. You get it popping. You make niggas know that place, even if you got to leave there to let niggas know about
it. Oh, yeah. I don't mean to cut you off 2 hours, but, Carter, he's a great example of what you just asked. You know, he basically setting his city on fire right now.
Okay, you gotta bring. I'm gonna tell you what a DJ said to me. He was like, "Bring me to Mattapan without me even being there," meaning talking about where you from. You know, you see people do documentaries. You got to make them be interested in saying, you know what, this talent from there. Because when I'm, you know, Boston, Boston's the city. Mattapan is one of the boroughs that's inside the city. People don't be thinking that's hood. Because we got Harvard University and Northeastern University where Wendy Williams went to school at, and Spike Lee went to school at, Ryan Leslie and all them went to school where we from. Swiss Beast went to school up here. So, you don't really see the hood part, you know what I'm saying? We all start from there, and then we have to elevate, but you don't see that. So when you got somebody to be from my area and doing the stuff that I do, it's really, really big. That's why they would never let me forget where I come from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're really holding on to that. That's why I go so hard. That's why I took the Mattapan's Golden Boy name. You know, I want to feel like, you know, they could appreciate that, meaning that, you know how the Golden Child is. You know, he's untouchable. He can go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, you know, I'm shining a lot of light on the area that I'm from. And to bring it back to what you were saying, you know, people will pass by that. Nah, you got to break that barrier. You got to bang that shit in niggas' heads. Wherever you from, you got to bang it in their heads to be like, yo, I want to know about that place that ABM's talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do. Bang that shit in their heads, yo. You don't know about us, but you will.
Real shit.
You know?
Appreciate that, my G. You know what? With that being said, you're right. Let me spit these bars right quick then.
Yeah, let me hear some.
Yo, life is way too short for us to ever live long enough. As kids, we was wild, so they wonder what was wrong with us. Nigga, I was born poor, so mama couldn't afford the stuff. The teacher said I'd see a cell. It felt like I was born in cuffs. Yeah,
wow.
I was for. Yeah, I was made for failure and destruction, but until I'm in that grave floor, I'ma be the same boy. For right or wrong, I made a choice. Mama told me stay at home. The street said I should hang more. In and out of gang wars, fuck that you expecting. Even though I never banged, no one was fucking with my set. I tried to shit illegal, was hustling for a check, but a job ain't shit. It felt like I was hustling in debt. It's trouble where I'm at, but shit, that's normal everywhere. And if you broke, you the shares. Ain't have that many clothes, the same shit I had to wear. Niggas dropping every day, I hope I make it out this year. Love don't love love, and trust don't trust trust. And blood ain't all blood, so family fucked up. I said love don't love love, and trust don't trust trust. And blood ain't all blood, so family fucked up.
That's what I'm talking about. That shit right there is amazing, bro. You can, if you got plenty more of those, because you know any, I'm not gonna say anybody can make a 16, but if you got, you know how you hear somebody rap a dope 16 and you don't hear them make a good song. If you got plenty more 16s like that and you got songs like that, you gonna win. You just gotta be consistent, dog. You gotta be real consistent. I don't give a fuck if you got a 9 to 5 at McDonald's, nigga. Anything you do, when you get that check, invest in it. You know, keep investing, put it towards something. Do something every day to put you a step closer to your dream. That's what you got to do.
1,000, man. 1,000. I gotta say this though. You know, one of my things, man. You know, a lot of cats out here that's on this hip hop shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do their artist thing. Because I don't claim myself to be no rapper. You know what I'm saying? I feel rappers are only.
I feel rappers are only. I feel my bad, man. But anyway, I feel like rappers is only in the background. You know what I like about you? I ain't trying to cut you off, man. But like we literally got 10 minutes in the show, and we still got some more people to, and then we got to play that track by King Mac.
All right, cool. Just keep doing what you're doing. I like what you're doing.
Yeah,
I tell you what, all right, let me put out my link out there then.
Right. You want to listen, if you want to ever check out my music, just hit me up on SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying, ABM89, hit me on Facebook, Truels, where can I holler at you at, where can I reach you at?
All right, well, you can hit me up on that Twitter. To I'm up there is TRUL without the dash, TRULTHA General. You can hit me up on Facebook at / Fatal Family CEO. I'm on Instagram. That's the TRUL, TRUL Fatal Family Skull Gang. Or you can log on to our website, therealfatalfamily.com. For all the updates, the tours, and all that. But yeah, just, you know, hit me up on the gram or the Facebook. You know, if I'm not really on it, which I'll be on it a lot, but if I'm not on it, you'll get my assistant. But
no
I like the stuff that you're doing. So just let me know it's ABM that I heard on the radio. I'm actually about to follow you on SoundCloud because I want to hear more.
All right, so that's what's up right there. I appreciate that. Much love to you.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, you still got time.
Yeah.
You still got time.
Racing against time, it feels like. You know what I mean? Okay, man.
You stay busy. Appreciate the love.
I want you to call in every single Tuesday. I know, you sound very familiar. So call in, but if this is your first time, if not, call in every Tuesday, man, and you get the same opportunity, all right?
Yeah, he's nicer than all the other ones that I heard rap on your show, bro. Like the ones that be calling in, he actually the nicest that I heard.
Oh, yeah, it's some more people, but ain't enough time in the show. But we're going to take a few more callers, and then we're going to drop that on.
All right.
Sorry. All right, but I got 757-675. You're live.
Hello there, in Black. Oh, Hello there, Black Tier. This is Quantrell Howard from QLN Entertainment out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
How you doing, brother?
What's going on? Pretty good. Okay. You have an addiction to that sound, don't you? Why do you have that on your show? It's on my show. Okay, all right.
That was probably the show I was about to say.
Niggas is wild, D. You hear me, L? Niggas is wild.
Well, what I'm referencing to is I have a show called The Q on the Blackout Radio Network, which is obviously the network Black Tier obviously owns, and it airs every Friday at 6 p.m. That's actually one of the sounds we air on our show when someone doesn't answer the phone. So we air that sound a lot. Just to kind of have fun. So I didn't expect him to cross over and throw that in there.
Oh, that's your official intro every time you call in. Huh?
What the hell?
Wow, okay. Well, go ahead. Come on, go ahead.
I have a show. Again, I have a show called The Q. Airs every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be getting a guest on. Hopefully, I'm going to be talking to him. It's Komodo Freeman from Self Worth Entertainment. We're going to be talking to him, be chopping it up with him, what he got going on. Lots of new music. We get a lot of new music submissions every week. So definitely keep submitting the music. If you guys want to email me your track, it's theclown@rockandmail.com, theclown@rockandmail.com. We've gotten submissions from London, UK, South Africa. We've gotten submissions from international folks as well. So we definitely appreciate everybody sending us music. If anybody wants to check out our label, I run a label as well, QLN Entertainment. And we're out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, facebook.com/QLNENT. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, QLNENT is where to find us at. We got a mix coming out hopefully tonight. It's called the Chrysanthemum Mix. It's going to be dropping sometime tonight. It's an anime hip-hop mix. A lot of folks have been sending in tags for it. It's a little late, but we're going to finally get it out. It's called the Chrysanthemum Mix. I know a lot of the Blackout Radio Network shows submitted tags to it. I know a lot of folks have been clamoring for it. We're going to release it tonight. Best mix I've heard so far is from DJ Killer Crazer. That's the DJ. And definitely you want to look out for him. He's going to be definitely making his way on up as well. Main thing here is definitely just check out.
Oh, yeah. One thing, though, yeah. Quantrell, 2L, D-Mac, he also made the flyer. And, as y'all can see, he had a lot. He got a lot of stuff going on. Well, he made that
flyer. I seen all the stuff on the flyer. Yeah, you got a lot of things going on. It's just that's cool. I have to check.
It was just the management wasn't happy with that. That's what that was. Management wasn't happy
That wasn't the picture that they sent, because my album's coming out, Trilogy, and they wanted that specific picture because that's from my photo shoot. That's from the video that I did. That was the only thing. And then, with the Diplomat joint like that, that's with Cam. And you see me use it if I'm with Cam or doing something like that. But, my division is Fatal Family Skull Gang. So that's what we wanted to, focus on.
Okay. I didn't really get any really information. I just make them. I didn't really get any specific details.
It's understandable. It ain't no problem. But now that I hear you speaking, I'm interested to go check out your stuff. I still have the flyer with your information on it. So after we wrap up this video,
time getting an offer. So, you.
Yeah. Please email me. Pretty much every flyer that I've done for Black Tier has been mostly by me. I've done the majority of his flyers, so you check it.
He did the one for the last interview we did.
Yeah, and
I
did that one. That was all me on that last one. You talking about that gold and black one?
He did one too,
but I did the gold and black one, the main one that we ran with. But yeah, he did one too, and he did some good work. And like he said before, he was just, I'm pretty sure business is business. We all businessmen. We understand, things get busy. Some shit ends up being set to the side and then pushed at the last moment. So we understand,
Yeah, yeah, man. It happens. But, yep, I do all the flyers for him. If you go on my pages, the Q16. Facebook.com/theQ16 and Facebook.com/QLNENT. Graphic design is all by me as well. Everything on that page is all by me. I also do some of the cover arts for some of the mixtapes that my label does, because we don't have too many graphic designers, so I'm pretty much doing all of that. So everything mostly is by me. If you want to check all that out, and if you want to have any inquiries for graphic design, you can email me directly at theclown@rockmail.com.
Absolutely, you already know where I'm going with it. That's why I'm like, let me check your stuff out, because I'm always looking for graphic designers and stuff like that. So, you know,
hey, Quartrell, it's like your fifth.
One more thing, I want to promote one more thing. I forgot to say this. I got a new book coming out. It's called The Boy from Mattapan Backed Into a Corner. I've been working on it. It's an autobiography based on a true story. So I'm looking at probably about like 30,000 words. That's 166 pages. So be on the lookout for that, man, because it's crazy, man. Yeah, y'all can hear my story through the music, but I want y'all to be able to read it and to be able to see it on the camera.
All right. Well, Quartrell, you know, times are the essence, man. You got off. I mean, even if I ask you, you got anything else, you're going to keep going, man. So everybody, please, every Friday, same number, be on my I got to give you a salute, Quartrell, man. You've been with me since I literally first started as a co-host, man. And so everybody, make sure y'all check out the show every Friday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time under my network. And trust me, y'all, if y'all think my show is a bomb, he definitely do his thing. He got drops, music playing, like transition music, all type of crazy shit to run the boards and make sure it's on point. So make sure y'all check him out. And also real quick, for those that don't know, Monday through Sunday I got over 16 shows, 22 hosts on my podcast. So to those that don't get on tonight, you already know what time it is. It's show on this Thursday coming. Well, all right, Quartrell, got to get to another caller, and then we got to play this music.
All right, shout out to all y'all again. Check out the Cube this Friday, 6:00 p.m. if you want to see what I'm all about.
And please make sure you hit up Truewell, man, because you got offers from Snoop Dogg's people, everybody. You know, I don't know what you're doing, man. So please hit these people up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he said that last time, Quartrell. We're going to see.
I did. I hit him up. I'm waiting for
him. Yeah, we'll see.
If you don't, it'll be on us, man. I'm telling you that. Believe that one.
Don't worry. I got you.
And I want 5%, all right?
What am I doing?
Somebody got to get to find this thing.
We talking percentages. Drop my 2 in there, B.
D-Bag got to get his off the top.
Let's end the show now. Let's just go ahead and end the show then. All right, so we got one more caller, man. All right.
All right. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I got 724-856. You're a lie, but you got to be kind of quick because we got to wrap it up, man.
Yo, what's going on? It's Dino calling him out of Detroit, man. What's going on with y'all fellas?
Shout out to Dino, brother.
Yo, what's poppin'?
Yeah, man, hanging in there, man. I just want to, give you at least a 12, man, out of this freestyle I got down here on paper, bro.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Let me hear that.
All right, then, I'm going to just bring it like this. I'll say, yo, bitch on my dick. Better check your little hoe, for I fuck her, then send her back home to you. That's a give and a go. I'm controlling the flow, this beat kinda slow, just to let niggas know. Give a fuck about no hoe, this gun in my hand, Smith and the Weddies don't jam. If I got up it, I blow, this shit ain't a show. I been moving that snow, put that right on the road, just packing and driving, no stopping, get there and unlocking and chopping and watching that phone, and all that is sold, a lie I never told, I bounce back to the pros, these niggas is hoes, and most these bitches is hoes, guess all the bitches is bros, got no time to doze, got some shit to expose, I'm raising the rear and these niggas is talking, but Dino ain't hearing and laughing at niggas, cause they just hilarious, I'm eating good, little bitch no spirit, guess I'm trying to rise to the top of the pyramid, I did the dance, but I wasn't steering it, my money straight in my bitch. Just vicarious.
Listen, man, I got a whole lot more of that. You know what I'm saying? I just trying to get on before the time ran out, because I really needed like 45 seconds to a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like a minute and a half or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Got to hear that on the beat, definitely.
Yeah, that's off the No Flocking. Kodak Black, man. Shout out Kodak Black. Shout out Joel Santana, man. Skull Gang Boys, man. And shout out Dipset, man. True fans.
Shout out all them boys, man.
All day, man. Definitely. I'm talking about, man. I quote that boy Joel's lyrics. You hear me?
I'm pretty sure we'll be in y'all town real soon. As soon as I check that tour list.
Yeah, man, you gotta send me something I can follow you on, man. And like I said, like I normally do, I wanna throw my Facebook out there and throw my YouTube link out there to my other video I got on YouTube, and you could check that out, you know, and critique that. You can critique that if you want.
Alright, cool.
Alright, then, follow me on Facebook, man. I changed my Facebook name from Dino Shmoney. I'm Dino Betts, man. B-E-T-T-S, last name, first name Dino, D-E-N-O, last name B-E-T-T-S, and that's the Facebook name. Then you can go on YouTube and type in that same name, Dino Betts Money Talk Remix, and then you will get the video right there, and you know, that shit fire, bro. I got a lot more shit. I just need to get in the studio for a week or two, you know what I'm saying, just get it on wax and just do some videos and get it out there, man. Y'all boys gonna be like, damn, y'all got that. Young Dog got that. He got that action over there for surely.
Oh, my God. That's what I love. I love the energy, man.
I'm already over time, so most definitely call in every Tuesday. And before we play this track, I'm sorry, by D-Mac. Just let everybody know, man. Next Tuesday, Hip Hop Legend Royal Plus will be on the air with us, so make sure y'all check that out. But we're about to get into this. I'm sorry, Mr. Sir D Mac.
Sir King.
The King.
What's Joker with that damn Harley? Better yet, that kid with that damn Barbie. What's Joker with that Harley? Better yet, that kid with that damn Barbie. Against you, girl. How the fuck am I? fighting what I built. If only you could see my insides. Swear to God, they've been overkill. Fucking drill. Razor laid it up and down for fucking real. Don't you hate when everybody say they know just how you feel? They ain't take your walk, ain't Tokyo stress, no hook, no mind on your fucking chest. If you never let a nigga try how I feel, better not let me sight you. Cause I'ma do more than excite you. This lighter will ignite you. If I sneeze right now, it ain't bless you. Till we address this issue, there's rivers of what like tissue. Goddamn, I miss you. I miss you. Oh, 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 what I wouldn't do to kiss you. Of course, that mean the real you.
Alright, so we back live, man. D-Mac and also my man Sue Wells has dropped out. So D-Mac, why don't you wrap it up for us, man?
Yeah, man, like I said, that's outside right there, man. That's me stepping out of my element, man, you know, doing something different. I usually got the, you know, sexy let me lay you down for the ladies, or, you know, I fuck shit up for the niggas, you know. I'm usually making some smoke, chill back, ride shit, but this time I stepped into something different right there, you know?
Okay. Well, why don't you throw your links out there for you and 2Ls one more time before we get up out of here.
Once again, man, shout out to my dude 2L, man. Official Squad Gang, you know what it is. Shout out my man Black Tear, man. Thank you for having us, B. Once again, this is Sir King, man. Murder Sound Productions, man. Catch me on Facebook underneath Sir King. I'm the only one entitled that. Secondly, you go to the Google search engine, slap in Murder Sound Productions, Trap Star Entertainment, either or it leads you to me. If it leads you to somebody else, then you need to find me or notify me as well.
For sure. And also, y'all, as you heard, Mr. 2Ls will be back when his album drops and we'll be joining him. So definitely, y'all. And also next Tuesday, we got Royal Flush, hip-hop legend. You don't know who he is. He grew up with Mike Geronimo. He did a bunch of tracks with a whole bunch of hip-hop legends. So make sure y'all be here next Tuesday for that.
And, so we got my email out there, B. Muttersound@gmail.com, man. Look, if you need any features, man, you trying to get with anybody, get them on a drop, man. Get a video drop. Whatever the fuck you need, man, industry plug-wise, man, get at me. If I can't get a hold of that artist, we'll get the next one that you need, you feel me?
So, all right, so y'all be safe, and to all the callers that weren't able to get on, man, y'all know I run shows Monday through Sunday. The Wednesday shows are down for right now, but Thursday is back up. And just let everybody know, I just talked with a DJ from Atlanta, so I might be adding a new show to the broadcast. So y'all be on the lookout. Peace.